It's been a titanic weekend for Canadian moguls athletes on home snow. Maya Schwinghammer soared to her first-ever World Cup triumph in Valstreet Cum, K. Judges awarded the Whistlewright 80.07 points on Friday as runner-up Jalen Koff, 77.85, and third-place Olivia Jocho, 77.71, got on the board for Team USA. Wow, first win, in front of a home crowd, I can't believe it. I'm so happy, gushed Schwinghammer in a press release. Just to be able to improve on my runs as I went throughout the day, I'm so happy with my skiing and how far we've come as a team. Coming out this morning, I was definitely the most nervous I've been for a World Cup, I think, ever. It was my first time qualifying first as well. I was a little bit uneasy, definitely. I was able to calm those nerves and ski how I've been training. That same day, Michael Kingsbury emerged victorious on the men's side, 87.42, and got to share the limelight with compatriot Julian Veal in second, 80.56. Finnish athlete Olli Pentala rounded out the top three, 78.28. I'm super stoked about my skiing tonight and what a night to be a Canadian, Kingsbury told reporters. It feels amazing, and it's pretty silent up there, so the crowd is the only thing you can hear. When you're dropping last at Valstreet Cum, it's quite special. The former Olympic champion wasn't done there. He won dual moguls on Saturday for an unprecedented 96th World Cup gold medal, reinforcing his status as history's most dominant moguls skier. Benjamin Cavett of France and American Nick Page took silver and bronze respectively. Kingsbury's fourth straight win, and sixth in seven events, gets him to 712 overall points, 229 ahead of his closest opponent Cavett. Schwinghammer wound up sixth in the dual discipline and remains third in the overall ranking. Koff, Anastasia Gorodko and Perrine Lafont podiumed in that order. Full results from Valstreet Cum are viewable here.